And again, extra special welcome to Lydia, who's just come back and looks great. She looks like she's been on a vacation.
再次呢，欢迎Lydia回来。Lydia看起来气色很好，就像度了一个长假回来的一样。All
right, let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll decide what we do today.
我们来先来祷告，然后再来看我们今天应该做什么。
Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us.
主啊，我们非常感恩您对我们的美善。We
marvel that knowing who we are and what we have done, you still love us and you have called us to come and learn from you today.
我们非常惊奇的是，不管我们做过什么，不管我们是谁，您仍然爱我。您今天呼召我们来学习您的话。
And that's what we do, Lord. Like little children, we have come to learn from you today.
这就是我们现在所做的，我们就像个小孩子一样来到您面前学习。
So, speak to our hearts. Give us wisdom as to what we should study and what we should say, and teach each one according to his need, we pray.
所以呢，今年呢，对我们的心灵说话，然后呢，给我们智慧，让我们知道什么样应该学什么，什么应该去学，应该教导每一个人他们所需求的是什么。And
we ask these things again in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些再次奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Very good, very good. Well, do we have a question for today?
今天大家有问题吗?
I think that Cindy has been asking about Halloween, and we will try to address that question next Tuesday, probably Tuesday morning. I'm just not sure, but that's the main question outstanding. Any other question we should deal with today?
Cindy呢，他上个星期问了一个关于Halloween的问题，所以这个关于万圣节的问题呢，因为他今天不在，所以我们就准备下一个星期，也有可能是上午，也有可能是下午的，他来的时候。 回答这个问题，因为这个问题很重要。这今天呢，大家有没有其他的问题也可以问。All
right, well, let's turn to the book of Titus. The book of Titus.
大家可以翻到提多书。And
in many respects, I consider the book of Titus to be a family book.
所以呢，从很多方面，我认为呢，提多书呢是一个关于家庭的一本书。It's
written to the Christians who are on the island of Crete, and that was a pretty small island.
所以呢，这封信呢是写给在一家克里特的一个小岛上的。 基督徒的，因为这个岛是一个很小的岛。And
there were a few assemblies of believers scattered over the island, but their numbers were not great.
所以呢，有一些基督徒呢，他们在岛上呢，分布在岛的各个地方，但是每一个小教会的人呢，不是很多。They
weren't a highly sophisticated people. We would probably say they weren't what the world would call a dignified people, but they were there nevertheless.
所以呢，这些人呢，他不是有那个好名声的人，所以呢，我们可以甚至这么说，这一群人他们在世界上呢，并不是有什么好名声的。
And so when they came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they all said, we've got a lot to learn.
所以当他们那些人呢，成为基督徒以后呢，来到基督面前，他们就说我们还有很多东西要学。And
I've told you that our grandmother became a Christian about 110 years ago.
所以呢，他的奶奶就是在
And so our family has been studying the Word of God, meeting with the Christians, trying to learn for 110 years.
所以呢，他的家人呢，开始学习圣经，和其他的基督徒聚会，这样呢，也差不多有110年了。
And so when you speak to my sister and me, and our cousins who love the Lord, you'll hear us all say, we don't know very much yet.
所以呢，如果你跟他说话，或者跟他的姐姐说话，和他其他的家人说话，他说他们还没有学到很多的东西。
And so as we continue to study the Word of God, we read it, we listen to the preachers, we continually say, Lord, please help me to learn. Please help me to grow.
因为当他们开始听其他的传道人讲道的时候，他们开始学习圣经的时候呢，他们说呢，主啊，求您帮助我们学习，帮助我们成长。
So if you are a newer Christian, don't be offended when you find out that the Bible says you did something wrong.
所以呢，如果你是一个刚刚信主的基督徒呢，不要觉得被冒犯了。如果圣经说你做的什么事是错的。
After a while, you get kind of used to finding out that you've done something wrong.
所以呢，过了一段时间以后呢，你就会通常就会发现你真的做错了什么事。
But at the same time, you say, Lord, I know I have a long way to grow. Please keep working on me.
现在呢，你要跟主说，你说主啊，我还有很长的路要走，求您呢在一路上帮助我。
So the book of Titus, you remember that Titus' name means nurse.
所以这个提德书呢，里面大家。 都记得这个提多的名字的意思就是护士。
And I think Titus was a nurse in the two senses in which we use the word nurse.
所以我认为提多呢是在两个方面来说明我们对护士这个词的理解。
A nurse is like someone in the hospital who is there to help you and encourage you and to make sure that you get over your sickness and you become healthy.
所以护士呢，就是那些在医院的人，他在那里呢鼓励你、帮助你，就是确保你从病里康复起来。
But the other sense in which we use the word nurse is the raising of the little children, the infant, the infants.
另外一个意义上的护士呢，就是我们对那些在照顾婴儿的那样的人。
And so Titus had to go to these Christians in Crete who were doing a lot of things wrong, and Titus just had to nurse them along, correct them, and encourage them so that they were doing what they should do.
因为实际上呢，提多去的那个地方呢，他们那些人呢，需要提多去鼓励他们，去帮助他们，去纠正他们，让他们朝着正确的方向成长。
So you'll remember that our story last week was that he had to ordain elders in every city or in every assembly so that they could do this great work of building the church.
那你们实际上呢，上个星期我们讲到呢，提多在那个岛上的每一个城市的每一个教会里面去来选定那个长老，然后呢，确保那些长老能够在那里让他们正确的成长。And
these men had to be strong because they had to say to some people, "You are wrong."
所以这些被选为做长老的人呢，他们必须内心非常强大，他们必须去跟人说你做错事了。And
people don't like to be told they're wrong.
所以人呢，通常不喜欢别人说他做错了。
But that was the responsibility that Titus had. He was the nurse, and sometimes the nurse says, you must not eat that food anymore.
这就是那个当时提到的他的职责之一，他就是作为一个护士来说， 你护士有时候必须对你说，你不能吃这个东西。
Sometimes the nurse says, you must do this every day in order to get strong. You must eat this. You must exercise that. You must do this. That's the nurse's job.
所以有时候呢，那个护士呢，他必须说呢，你每天必须做这些东西，也必须吃这个东西。你如果这么坚持下去呢，就会让你变得强壮。这就是护士的职责。
And we continued last week reading in chapter 1 up to verse 14.
第三个星期呢，我们在提多书第一章一直读到了第十四节。
And then in verse 15 we read, to the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure.
第十五节说呢，在洁净的人，凡物都洁净。 在污秽不信的人,
now that sounds pretty strong. You go to a non-Christian and you say to him, now the problem with you is nothing in your life is right.
那这里这个听起来的就是一个非常难听的一个话。如果你去一个不信的人说，在你的人生中，你所做的一切都是错的。
He's likely to say, who do you think you are? I've lived all these years. I'm healthy. I'm rich. And you're telling me nothing is right?
所以呢，那个人他就会跟你说呢，你算什么人呢？你来告诉我，我一辈子就这么活着，我又非常健康，我有非常有钱，你却跑来跟我说，在我人生里什么东西都不对。
You say yes, the Lord Jesus says, you must be born again. That's how bad you are. You got to be born again.
所以呢，这个呢，你就会跟他说呢，你说这是我们主耶稣说的，你必须重生。你说你坏到一个什么程度，你必须要重生才行。
Now, that is a statement that is full of two things. Number one, it is full of destruction. You say, that is a terrible denunciation. I've got to be born again. Nothing is pure in my life. That's right.
所以呢，这个呢，就是从两个方面来讲这一件事儿。一个方面呢，就是说这个人的一生他都毁了，是毁灭性的。 所以呢，你在你的人生中呢，啥也没有，你必须要重生才行。
But the wonderful thing about being born again is this, you can be born again. And if you're born again, everything can be right.
所以呢，这个奇妙的一面呢，就是你可以重生。如果你真的重生了呢，一切事儿都会变得正确。
And so again, verse 15, to the pure, all things are pure.
所以呢，第十五节再次说呢，在洁净的人，凡物都洁净。
Have you been born again?
你重生了吗?
You say, this is marvelous. I've been born again, and everything is good now. Don't you worry, you've been born again.
所以你说这个太神奇了，我已经重生了，现在每件事都是正确的，我已经重生了。Absolutely
overwhelmingly wonderful.
所以呢，绝对的说是一个非常压倒性的一个惊喜。And
so again the verse, to the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. You trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and you go from hopeless, nothingless, to everything is right.
所以这个呢，就是在洁净的人呢，凡污秽的人，不信的，什么都不洁净。你相信了主耶稣基督以后呢，每一件事呢，都变得非常的对了。
Can you imagine anybody in his right mind turning that down?
今天你去想一下, 有些人类, 会不这么想吗?
Okay, you go to a beggar and you say, how would you like $100 million? He says, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I would like $100 million. What's the matter with you, man?
今天你去找到一个乞丐, 你跟乞丐说, 那你想要 100万美元吗? 然后那个乞丐说,啊,我不确定,我怎么着。你就会说,你这个乞丐有什么问题吗?连100万你都不想要。
Some people wonder why we Christians get excited when we tell people about the Savior. And the reason is we get excited because it's just so wonderful.
因为人们呢都不理解为什么我们基督徒去告诉别人主耶稣基督的时候是如此的兴奋，因为我们如此的兴奋是因为所有的事情都非常的美好。
He goes on talking about the corrupted and those who do not believe. He says, in fact, both their minds and consciences are corrupted.
第十五节继续说呢，这些人呢，不信的人呢，连思想和良心都污秽了。
Do you know why not everybody trusts the Lord as Savior?
你就知道为什么不是每个人都信主耶稣基督为他的救主吗?
They can't think right.
因为他们的思想,
in fact, their minds are corrupted. They don't think right.
所以他们的思想呢都误会了，因为他们不能正确的思考。
And their consciences are corrupted. Your conscience says, that's wrong, that's bad. Their conscience says, regarding the same thing, oh, that's not that bad, everything's okay. Their conscience doesn't work right, and their mind doesn't work right.
所以他们的良心也误会了，因为你的良心会说呢，这个事情不对，但是他的良心呢，因为误会了，所以他说，这个事情呢，没那么糟糕，也没那么坏，所以实际上他们的思想和他们的良心呢，都误会了。So
how do you get a mind that works right and a conscience that works right? You say, I choose to believe the Lord Jesus Christ.
怎么让你的思想和良心都变得正确呢？你可以这么说，你就说我选择了相信主耶稣基督。And
when you believe him, you get a new mind.
那你信了主以后呢，你得到了一个新的大脑。And
when you believe him, you get a new conscience.
那你信了主以后呢，你有一个新的良心。Okay,
and you say this is marvelous.
这个太神奇了。
All right, I hope you get as excited about this as I do. These are amazing words. They're not just words on the page. They're what life is all about. Titus, you go preach it. Tell them that they must be born again. And if they trust the Lord, then instead of everything being wrong, they become one of God's family and everything is right.
因为我希望呢，你像我一样感到为这些感到兴奋。这些都是一些奇异的话语，这些话语当你告诉别人的时候，你必须重生以后，就是说这些人他如果重生了以后呢，他就会得到一个新的思想和良心，他在他的人生中里面什么事情都会变得正确了。
Without Jesus as your Savior, verse 16 says, they claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good.
所以第16节说他们说是认识神，行事却和他相悖，本是可憎恶的，是悖逆的。
How bad are people who have refused to believe in the Lord Jesus? How bad are they?
所以那些人他们有多坏呢？他们拒绝接受主耶稣基督的人有多坏呢？
Well, they may claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. They are detestable.
所以实际上呢，他们口称自己认识神，但行为上却否认他，他们本身可憎恶的。
I'm not even sure what the word detestable means.
我都不知道这个可憎恶的这个词是什么意思。
Okay, so what does the word detestable mean?
所以这个可憎恶的是什么意思呢？
I'm going to read it in another translation, see if it'll help us. Just give me a minute. I'm going to read it to you in the authorized version. I thought I knew it, but I don't. Just give me a minute. I'm looking for it. That's right. The word is abominable. Okay. And abominable is also a very hard word to understand.
就是可憎恶的，像那个国王钦定版说 abominable 也是一个很难理解的一个词。
Okay. It means very bad.
这个意思呢，就这个人非常的坏。
It means it's the kind of situation that you wouldn't want to have anything to do with.
所以这里讲的这个意思呢，就是说这个人呢，你不想跟他有任何的关系。
Okay, now the next word is a little easier. It says they are disobedient. Okay, we can understand that.
下一个词呢比较容易理解，是悖逆的。我们很容易理解悖逆是什么意思。
Why don't people always believe God? Because they're disobedient.
为什么人呢？他不信神呢？是因为他们悖逆。
A little child says, "No, I won't." And the child does it because he is disobedient to his mommy, his daddy, his teacher, the policeman, doesn't matter what. Disobedient is a terrible thing.
这一个孩子呢，他说不，他不呢，实际上他就是悖逆，他的父亲悖逆，他的母亲悖逆，他的老师悖逆，他悖逆警察，悖逆是一件非常可怕的事。
And the last one is they are incapable, unfit for doing anything good.
所以最后一条呢，是在各样善事上是可废弃。
So Job actually said that of some people that he lived with.
所以那个Joe Biden.
No, this is Job in the Bible.
Job.
Yeah, Job in the Bible. We won't worry about Joe Biden.
Okay. 所以约伯呢，他就说呢，对他周围的那些不好的朋友说的一个话是这样的。
This is what Job said.He said, those men are so bad, I wouldn't even let them look after my dog.
所以呢，约伯说呢，这些人他坏到一个什么程度呢？我甚至都不想让他照顾我的狗。
Okay, now, I've never had a dog.
我从来没有养过狗。
But I think if I had a dog, I wouldn't worry too much.About the neighbors saying, I'll look after your dog. I'd say, all right, you look after my dog.
所以呢，如果我真的有条狗的话呢，我就会说呢，如果我的邻居说我帮你看你的狗，我就不会很担心说啊，没问题，你就看它吧。
Job says, no, no, these people are so bad, I wouldn't let them near my dog.
所以约伯说呢，这些人太坏了，我甚至都不想让他们接近我的狗。
Now, the great problem in the world is this, that most people say God is not that good.
所以在这里呢，一个极大的问题呢，当我们当今社会呢，很多人说呢，神并没有那么好。
And most people say sin is not that bad.
很多人说呢，罪并没有那么糟糕。
And when we get to heaven, I think we're all going to say God.Forgive me, please. I didn't believe that you were that good.
当我们都去了天堂以后呢，我想我们每个人都会跟神说，神啊，对不起，我根本就没有想到您是如此的好。
And I think in shame, we will hang our heads. And we'll say, Lord, please forgive me. I didn't realize that sin was that bad.
所以实际上呢，我认为在羞愧中呢，我们就会低下头说，主啊，我根本就没意识到罪有那么的坏。
And so when you read these verses, don't think they're just words. They are reality. Without the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are unfit for doing anything good.
当你读这件事情，读这些经文的时候呢，你不要只是想着它只是一些文字，它其实就是很真实的事情。就是没有主耶稣基督，你根本就没有能力去做任何的善事。
And when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, the Spirit of God comes into you.
当你接受主耶稣基督为救主以后呢，神的圣灵呢就进到你里面了。
And then you are able to do everything good as the Lord enables you. What a wonderful thing.
Lord
Jesus.
然后呢，你就有能力去做这件事，因为是主耶稣基督让你有能力去做这样的事，所以信主耶稣基督是一件多么美好神奇的事。
Some people learn these truths in different ways. But I'll tell you again the simple story of a teenager who came to me one evening at Morningstar Bible Camp. And he said, Mr. Summers, I want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior now.
所以有些人呢，他们读经文呢，是用另外一种方式去读。就是有一个那个青少年呢，在那个 Morningstar Bible Camp 有一天呢，他来到他的面前说，Summer 先生，我想要现在就要信主。
And we got down on our knees in that chapel, and he asked the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive his sins and to save him and to make him a new person.
所以呢，他们都跪下了，在那个教堂里跪下以后呢，他们就说呢，他祈求主呢，原谅他的罪，拯救他，把他变成一个新人。
And at 7:30 the next morning, I noticed him come out of his cabin, walking toward me with a huge smile on his face.
所以第二天早上呢，他从他的那个小木屋里出来的时候呢，朝那个 Harold 走来以后呢， Harold 看见他那个脸上呢有一个很大的微笑，笑容在脸上。
And he said to me, "Do you know what it's like?" When Jesus makes everything new.
所以他问我说，你知道那会是什么样子的吗？当主耶稣基督把所有的一切都变成新的以后。
Just overwhelmed with joy.
所以呢，完全是想象不到的喜乐。
Is there any hope for bad people like the Cretans?
所以是说，像那个克里特人那么坏的人，他们有希望吗？
The answer is yes. The same hope there is for you and for me. Hallelujah.
所以当然是他们有盼望的。如果他们有盼望，那你我都会有盼望的。Hallelujah.
All right. Now chapter 2 goes on, says, Titus, this is what you must do. You must teach what is in accord with sound doctrine.
所以呢，这个就是呢，第二章就说呢，提多，使徒保罗跟他说，这就是你要做的，你要做的就是，去教那些纯正的真理。
That's what we're trying to do at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. We just want to teach people what the Bible says. We want to teach them sound Bible doctrine.
所以这就是我们都在16街教会做的，我们就是要教导人们纯全的教导。
And then he says, I'm going to turn to the Christian family. In the church, there are older men and older women, younger men, younger women. There are children. How do we relate to one another in the family?
所以呢，下一步呢，他就说呢，我现在要转向这个家庭，因为在我们教会里呢，有老的男人，有老的女人，有年轻的男人，有孩子们，所以呢，我要告诉你这个之间你们要怎么样相处。
So when I was a little boy, I lived in the little family with me and my sister and my mother and father.
所以呢，当他小男孩的时候，他的家里，他和他的姐姐，他的爸爸，他的妈妈住在一起。
But my mother and father had many sisters and brothers, so we had lots of aunts and uncles.
所以呢，他的父母呢有很多的弟兄姊妹，所以他们有很多的叔叔婶婶。
And so as I grew up, I said, well, this is uncle this and uncle that and uncle this and Eddie that. And there were just lots of them. Then I went to the chapel and I met all kinds of others who were part of our spiritual family.
所以呢，当他还是在家里的时候，他碰到的这个叔叔、那个婶婶、那个姑姑、那个舅舅，然后他到了教会以后呢，也碰到了很多这样的叔叔啊、姑姑啊、舅舅啊，这是属灵的。
And so they became uncle this and uncle that and auntie this and auntie that. And I lost count of the number of aunties and uncles that I had.
所以呢，实际上呢，在他的 里面呢就成了很多在教会里很多属灵的叔叔啊、姑姑啊，所以他都甚至到现在，他都数不清他有多少属灵的叔叔啊、姑姑啊、舅舅啊、婶婶。
How many Christian brothers and sisters do you have?
所以你有多少基督徒的姐妹们？
Well, quite a few.
所以你有很多。
So I looked them up on my cell phone the other day.
所以呢，有一天呢，他在看他的手机。
Most of my, well, how can I say it? Most of the people on my cell phone are close Christian friends.
所以呢，在他的手机的那些联系人里呢，很多都是他非常亲近的基督徒朋友。
They are my close sisters and brothers.
他们是他很亲近的弟兄姊妹。
So I'm trying to find out how many there are, and my cell phone doesn't work. But there's probably 700 of my Christian brothers and sisters listed in my cell phone.
所以他在他手机里是他去查找，但是他手机现在不工作了，所以但是他记得。 最少有700多个联系人在他的手机的那个联系人里。
I've got a lot of other Christian brothers and sisters who aren't in my cell phone, but I've probably got 700 who are.
所以呢，我有还有很多的弟兄姊妹呢不在我的手机的联系人里，但是呢，我确实有700多个在我的手机。
Are we a big family?
我们是一个大家庭吗?
Yeah. Are you glad you're part of the family of God?
Yeah. 是的,
what a wonderful thing. Okay, but we're a big family. How are we supposed to get along?
那你是很高兴你在一个神的大家庭的事。但是呢，我们在这个神的家大家庭里，我们怎么互相相处呢?
So here we are now, verse 2. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and in endurance.
第二节说呢，劝老年人要有节制，端庄自守，信心、爱心、忍耐上都要存谦无次。
Okay, so I pretty much qualify as an older man.
所以呢，我可能很有资格说我是一个老人。
I'm older because my birth certificate proves it.
所以呢，我现在很老了，是因为我的出生证上可以证明这一点。
But I'm older in that most of my Christian friends are younger than me.
因为我年龄很大, 所以呢, 很多我的大多数基督徒朋友呢, 都比我要小。
So the question then is, what should I be like? What must I be like?
所以呢,问题是呢, 我应该成为什么样? 我必须成为什么样?
All right, number one, I must be a temperate man. I must not be extreme. I must not be harsh. I must be temperate. I must be reasonable.
所以呢,我应该是有一个节制的人。 我不能说是急急忙忙毛毛躁躁，我不能说是什么那样的人。
All right, number two, I must be worthy of respect.
所以第二呢，我必须要端庄，我必须。
All right, so we were laughing this morning about the fact that I wear a tie, and I wear a tie for many reasons. Some people say, when you wear a tie, you get more respect.
所以呢,实际上呢,今天早上呢,我们都在取笑这一点。因为他经常呢,系个领带。他说呢,我系个领带呢,有很多原因。但是呢,如果我系上领带以后呢,我就很容易被人尊重。
And so we were laughing about that, but we did mention this. That I don't wear a tie so that I will get a lot of respect, but I do wear a tie so that you will respect the message and the person that I speak about. I want you to respect the Lord Jesus.
实际上呢,我们当时在说笑的时候呢,我说实际上说的真的是呢,我带领带呢,是不是想要你们尊重我? 我带领带的目的呢,就是说我要想你们尊重那个我所传的信息,我所代表的那个讲话的那个就是我们的主耶稣基督,我要你们尊重我们的主耶稣基督。
So it is most important that you respect the Lord Jesus and that I do what I should do in order that you do respect him.
所以呢,尊重的主耶稣基督是非常重要的。
I should be a man who is respected even if I don't wear a tie. I should be respected not because of the clothes that I wear. I should be respected because of the character that I present in life.
所以实际上呢,我要被尊重呢,并不是因为我戴了领带或者是我穿了什么衣服,我要受到你们的尊重呢,是因为我的品格是在我的人生中我所做的那些事儿,你们尊重,而不是尊重我的衣服。Now
the older men are also supposed to be self-controlled.
所以呢,那个老年人呢,通常呢,他必须节制。
Some people say, I just get angry and I do foolish things when I get angry. Don't be like that.
所以有些人都说我很生气呢,是因为我做了一些愚蠢的事,所以不要像那样。
Some people say, well, I wouldn't usually do that, but I was tempted, you see, and that's why I did that. Christian, the godly man can't do that.
所以有些人都说我通常那么做, 但是那么做呢,是我受的诱惑去那么做。所以一个属神的基督徒呢,他不应该是受诱惑去做他不该做的事。And
the older man must be sound in faith. He's got to understand what the Bible says, and he has got to practice it. He's got to be sound in his faith, what he believes.
因为一个老年人他在信心上呢要成全，他必须呢知道圣经上是怎么讲的，他必须理解圣经是什么怎么说的。That
is why at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, we try to teach the Bible clearly so that people will understand what the demands of the Bible are. We want to be sound in faith. We want to believe the things that are true.
所以呢，我这就是我们在神立的教会呢，为什么要那么清楚的去教导圣经？我们要让人知道圣经对我们的要求是什么，我们要知道那个圣经上的真理是什么。
Now what is sound in faith is got to show in love. Because we're sound in faith, we must be filled with love.
所以呢，如果你有一颗纯情的、纯全的信心呢，就你要显示出你的爱。所以呢，如果你有成全的信心呢，爱就要在你的里面被充满。
And the last thing is, they must be sound in endurance.
最后一件事呢，他们在忍耐上也要成全。
Now, actually, that doesn't sound to be like such a big deal when you're younger.
所以呢，这对如果你还年轻的时候呢，这个听起来好像不是什么大事。
But you see, when you get older, you got to keep going.
所以当你老了以后呢，你必须继续前行。
And when you're younger, you've got all the enthusiasm, and you've got all the optimism, and you've got all the zeal of youth.
所以呢，当你还是年轻的时候呢，你有很大的热情，你也很乐观，就是你很热心的去做很多事儿。
But when you get older, your body doesn't work the way it used to.
所以当你老了以后呢，你的身体就不行了。
And so the easiest thing to say is, well, I used to do that. I just don't do that anymore. I have stopped doing what I should do.
所以呢，很容易就说呢，我以前是那么做的，但是呢，现在我就不那么做了。我是因为，我现在停止像我以前应该做的事那样去做事儿。
And the Bible says the Christian doesn't take early retirement. The Christian keeps on going and serving the Lord.
所以圣经说呢，基督徒呢不应该提前退休，基督徒呢应该一直一生的服侍主。
Well, some people say, well, I used to do that last year, so you do that. You do that now. I've done that. You go in and you do that. That's your responsibility. Christians don't say that. Christians say, I'm going to do what I can do. And if I don't do what I did yesterday, I'll do something else tomorrow. It's even going to be harder.
所以呢，有些人说呢，我以前就是那么做的。我去年通常呢，我就做了这么一件事儿，但现在我不做了。所以，但基督徒不是这么说的。他说我昨天是那么做的，我今天还应该这么做。如果今天做不了了，我明天甚至要做一些比这更难的事儿。
How old was Moses when he retired?
但摩西退休的时候他有多大呢？
He was 120.
他是120岁。
And he didn't retire. The Lord just said, Moses, Joshua is going to carry on tomorrow. You come home with me.
所以呢，摩西他根本就没有退休，主只是跟他说呢，摩西，明天呢，那个约书亚会接替你，你跟我回家吧。
All right, so how did the older ladies live? That's verse 2. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers, or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good.
那么对老年妇女的三节是这样讲的，又劝老年妇女举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道教训人。
All right, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live.
所以呢，要教导那些妇女呢，要过一个让人尊敬的那样的生活。
And that basically means to be a good example as you live. You live for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. You live for the glory of God, and you make sure that you are an example for all who would watch.
所以呢，这就是意思，就是说你要给大家做一个榜样。你要活出一个给主耶稣基督带来荣耀的， 给神带来荣耀的生活，然后呢，你要确保对那些观察你的人来说，你是一个很好的榜样。
Now the next line is, but not to be slanderers.
所以下一节是说呢，不说谗言。
A slanderer is someone who says bad things against another person.
所以说谗言呢，就是一个人呢，他去专门说别人的坏话。
Do you know so-and-so? Yep.
你认识这个这个吗？他说是。
Have you heard all the bad things about him?
你听到他有多坏吗？
What?
什么？
And then people will often tell you bad things about people that you know.
所以呢，人们通常呢，告诉你那个你认识的人他身上的一些坏事。
And if you want to talk about somebody, talk about the good things, but not all the bad things.
所以你如果要去说某一个人呢，你就说他有多好，而不说他有多坏。
Now you probably noticed that women usually talk more than men.
所以你大家可能都注意到了，那个女人比男人的话要多。
And they've got to be very careful that when they talk, they say good things rather than bad things. It's all very simple.
所以这些女人们必须非常的小心，当她们说话的时候呢，要说别人好，而不要说别人坏。
Don't be a slanderer, someone who goes around talking about the bad things that he did. And the bad things that she did, and the bad things that somebody else did.
所以呢，不要说谗言，因为有些人呢，他倒着说啊，这个人干了什么坏事，那个人干什么坏事，其他的人干了什么坏事。
If you wanted to find out some bad things about me, do you think you could?
如果你想要在我身上找出什么坏的东西，你认为你能找到吗？
And the answer is yes, it's not going to be very hard.
答案是当然的，不会，你会很容易就找到。
But you see, the Lord Jesus Christ has forgiven me for the bad things that I've done.
哎，你看到那主耶稣基督呢，饶恕了我所干的所有的坏事。
And therefore, I would ask you, don't go around telling everybody about the bad things that I've done, because Jesus has forgiven me.
所以呢，我就跟你说呢，你不要到处说我干的坏事，因为主耶稣基督已经饶恕了。
So you women especially now, you've got to say, all right, I'm not going to be telling everybody else's bad story.
所以呢，你们姐妹们、妇女们呢，你们要确保你不要到处去说别人的坏话。
And now the next line is that the women are not to be addicted to much wine.
所以下一条呢，就是不给酒做奴仆。
Sometimes women can be like that. I don't understand it. I don't know anything about it. But sometimes women will keep just a little liquor in the cupboard, and they just go over every now and then and have some more and have some more. And they sort of go through life with too much liquor. Don't do that.
因为有些妇女呢，我不是很理解她们为什么这么做，我也不是很了解女人。但是有的女的呢，她就会今天呢喝一点酒，明天喝一点酒，然后呢越喝越多，越喝越多，最后就上瘾了。不要想那。
So many lives have been ruined by liquor. Don't let it be anywhere near you.
所以呢，有多少人的人生被酒毁了？所以不要让你自己靠近酒。
All right, but now the women are to be teaching what is good.
所以呢，这些妇女呢，她要去教导别人什么是善事。
Okay, and the question, of course, is how do they do that? Because the women are not supposed to be preaching on Sunday morning at the chapel.
所以呢，问题是呢，妇女怎么那么去做呢？因为妇女在星期天的早上是不应该讲道的。
And the women aren't to be the teachers at the prayer meeting either.
所以呢，妇女呢也不应该在祷告会上教导。
So how do the women teach?
所以呢，妇女呢，怎么去教导？
Verse 4. Then they can train the younger women to love their husbands and their children.
所以第四节给出的答案，这样呢，他们就只教少年妇人爱丈夫，爱儿女。
What is wrong with our society today? We're not a Cretan society. What is wrong with our society?
所以呢，我们今天当今的社会出了什么问题呢？就是说，就像克里特那个社会，他们出的问题。
Answer: the women don't love their husbands.
答案就是妇女不爱他们的丈夫。
That's a terrible thing, but it's true, isn't it?
这是一个很可怕的事情，但确实是真的。
Divorce statistics prove it.
所以那个离婚证明了这一点。
Broken families everywhere prove it. The women are, the older women are to love the younger women and to teach them that the younger women are to love their husbands.
所以呢，到处的支离破碎的家庭都证明了这一点。所以老年妇女呢，她的职责就是教导年轻的妇女爱他们的丈夫。
The younger women may have all kinds of reasons why they don't want to love their husbands. Some of them have been married to some pretty bad fellas.
所以呢，这些少年妇女呢，有很多呢，他们可能有很多的理由和原因不爱他们的丈夫，因为有些妇女确实嫁给了坏人。
Do they love their children?
他们爱他们的孩子们吗？
Well, most mothers don't really love their children.
所以呢，很多母亲呢，他们根本就不爱他的孩子。
We have a world that is full of abortion. How can you say I love my children? Kill them before they're born?
因为我们这个世界呢是充满了流产，所以说呢，如果你怎么可能说在这个孩子没出生之前你就把他杀了，你是爱你孩子的呢？
Our society is full of women who don't love their husbands and don't love their children, and that is probably the most fundamental sin in our world today.
所以我们的当今的世界呢，就是充满了这样的少年妇女，他们不爱他们的丈夫，不爱他们的孩子，这可能就是一个当今社会主要问题和罪的一个基础来源。
Okay, and so the younger women say, well, that's easy for you to say, but how do you do it? How am I supposed to love my husband? How do I love my children?
那个少年妇女可能会对老年妇女说，这说起来容易，那我怎么去爱我的丈夫？我怎么去爱我的孩子们？
And the answer is very simple. Go to the older women and find out.
所以答案是非常简单，你去看看那些老年妇女，然后你就会发现。
And Myra Biggs, unfortunately, is dead.
So, 那个 Myra Biggs 呢，不幸她已经死了。
But she taught many younger women how to love their wives, their husbands, and their children.
所以她呢，教导了很多少年妇女怎么样去爱他们的丈夫和孩子们。
She was such an outstanding wife.That her husband used to preach about her very often.
所以呢，她是一个很杰出的妻子，因为她的丈夫呢，在她的讲道中经常会提到她。
And I can remember her husband saying in a sermon one day in the middle of the summer.
所以呢，她很记得在一个夏季的。中午他在做一个讲道的时候所说的。
He was sitting in his study, studying his Bible one hot afternoon, he said, and I thought to myself, boy, would I ever like a glass of ginger ale right now.
所以呢，他有一天呢，他在那里一个夏天的一个下午，非常炎热的下午，在学习圣经。他说呢，我这个时候真想喝一杯那个姜啤酒。
And as he said that, he said, I just noticed that at that point, a glass of ginger ale just came right in front of me.
所以呢，他就说呢，他正在想的时候呢，一杯那个姜啤酒呢，就已经到了他的面前。
And he said, that was my wife. She just said, it's a hot afternoon, and I thought you might like a glass of cold ginger ale.
所以呢，他就说呢，这就是他的妻子。他妻子过来跟他说呢，我认为在这么炎热的下午呢，你可能喜欢喝一杯冰凉的姜啤酒。姜啤酒是没酒精的。
He said, I'm thankful that I've got a wife who loves her husband.
所以呢，他说我非常感恩，我有一个妻子，她爱她的丈夫。
Now, that's just one very insignificant illustration, but it is not automatic that young women love their young husbands and their young children. They must be taught. You and I must be taught. And older women learn it and teach it to the younger women.
所以呢，这是一个很不重要的一个例子。但是呢，这里讲到的呢，少年妇女呢，他们不会就是说自动的去爱他们的丈夫和孩子们，所以呢，作为老年妇女呢，必须教导他们，你我呢都必须有人来教我们，我们才知道怎么样去爱我们的丈夫和孩子们。
But verse 5 says they've got to teach them to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home.To be kind, to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God.
所以第五节说呢，他们必须谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
All right, so the first line is to be self-controlled.That means that they have got to learn to control themselves, not just learn how to control their children.
所以呢，第五节第一条呢，就是说要谨慎自守。所以呢，他们这几个意思呢，就是说他们必须学会自己控制自己，而不是尝试着控制他的孩子们。
Sometimes the mother has to say to the child, "You'd better not do that. That would be wrong."
所以有时候呢，那些母亲必须跟孩子说呢，你不能那么做，那样做是错的。
The child sometimes turns back to mommy and says, well, all right, but you do all that. You do that all the time, mommy. You're not self-controlled.
所以呢，其实呢，有时候呢，那些孩子们就会，他就会回嘴，他说呢，妈妈，你自己都那么做，你没有呢资格来教导我不那么做。
They've got to be pure.
但必须贞洁。
And I think there's a sense in which that relates to purity of thought and behavior in the area of morals, Christian morals. They're not to be talking about other men. They're not to be thinking about other men. They're not to be thinking about other relations. They must be pure.
所以呢，在这个贞洁上呢，我认为呢，就是那些妇女们，她们无论在思想和行为，还在她们社会里呢，她们要必须不能去想别的男人，也不能去想别的人，也不能去想别的其他的不正当的关系。所以她们在道德上必须要贞洁。
They must be busy at home.
她必须呢，在家里料理家务。
Now, sometimes that's not very easy. Sometimes ladies say, I would like a day off, please. My husband goes to work for 5 days, and then he doesn't do anything on Saturday and Sunday. I would like to take time off. I don't want to work at home.
有时候呢，有些妇女她做不到这一点，她们不料理家务，她们说呢， 因为我丈夫一周五天去工作，所以我在家里都是我料理家务，所以礼拜六礼拜天呢我要放个假让丈夫来做家务。
God's standard is to be busy at home.
所以呢神的标准呢是你在家里要非常的忙。
There is a story about a younger man who said, I would like to marry so-and-so.
所以呢这里有个故事，是一个年轻人呢，他说呢，我想要跟谁谁结婚。
Some of his brethren said to him, why would you marry her?
所以他的有些朋友说，你为什么想和她结婚呢？
He said, because I think she loves me. She will sit with me on a park bench.Till 2 o'clock in the morning, we just sit and talk. I think she loves me.
我认为呢，她爱我。为什么呢？因为我们两个在公园的那个椅子上坐着，一直坐到凌晨两点，我们还一直在说话。
His spiritual counselor said to him, "Will she get up and make your breakfast for you in the morning?"
所以呢他的那个属灵的那个辅导员就跟他说呢，他早晨第二天早上起来他给你做早餐了吗？
He said, well, maybe not.
他可能没给我做早餐。
Do you want to finish the story for me?
所以你要你知道这个故事怎么解释的吗？
They got married. They had a very, very short marriage.You can't live like that.
所以他们结婚了，结婚了，但他们的婚姻却非常的短。你不能像那样去生活。
Young lady, if you're not prepared to be busy at home, don't get married.
所以呢，少年妇女，如果你没有准备好在家里料理家务，你不要结婚。
The world says, well, I've got a career too. I'll go out, I'll get a good job, I'll do this. The Bible says you to be busy at home.
所以呢有些妇女呢就说我也很忙啊，我也有工作了，我在外面也很忙啊，所以在圣经说的你必须要料理家务。
So what do you think happened the first time that Titus preached this sermon in Crete? What do you think happened?
所以呢你想象当时会发生什么，在第一次提多在克里特跟他们讲这样的道的时候。
I think some of the young women got up and walked out halfway through the message.
因为我认为很多少年妇女可能在她讲到一半的时候都起来离开了。
They would say, we don't want a sermon like that.
怎么说我们不想要这样一个讲道。
Paul says, Timothy, you, or Titus, you have got to preach it. You have got to teach it. The women have got to be godly, and they have got to teach the younger women the truth.
所以实际上呢，使徒保罗跟提摩太说，提摩太不管怎么样，你都要继续讲。那些少年妇女呢，她必须要属神；那些老年妇女呢，必须要教导他们，他们必须要学习真理。
You women have got to teach the younger women to be subject to their husbands.
所以老年妇女要教导少年妇女呢，顺服自己的丈夫。
Okay, somehow it's got to be obvious that the husband is the boss in the house.
所以呢有时候呢这个东西呢是很明显的，那个丈夫呢在家里就是管事儿的。
When I was a boy, I used to go to a lot of weddings.
所以当他是个小男孩的时候呢参加了很多婚礼。
And I listened to the preachers, they all said the same words.
所以我听那些讲道人他们讲的都是一样的。
And the women said, I promise,to the husband, they said, I promise to love you, I promise to honor you, and I promise to obey you.
所以那些人呢，妇女会说在婚礼上说，我承诺我爱你，我承诺我给你荣誉，我承诺我顺服你。
And then they got some new words for weddings.
然后呢在婚礼上呢他们有些新的词儿了。
And when they put the new words in, there was usually one word that was left out. What was that word?
所以他们有了新的词儿的话说呢，就指一个词儿，这个词儿是什么？
Obey.
就顺服。
And the women don't always want to say to the husband, I love you so much, I am prepared to obey you.
所以呢，这些妇女通常呢，她们不喜欢这样说。她说我如此爱你，我也准备要顺服你。
Okay, and I'll tell you the truth. If I were going to get married, and my wife said, Harold, I love you, I'm just not going to obey you, what do you think I would have said?
所以呢，我告诉你一个真事，如果我要结婚的话，我的妻子说呢， Harold, 我爱你，但是我却不顺服你，你认为我会怎么说呢？
There's never going to be a happy marriage. If I'm going to have to sit around waiting for you to say, all right, I'll come, I'll do.
所以实际上呢，他就说呢，如果这样一个妇女，他就会说拜拜，这样不会有一个幸福的家庭，我永远不会跟这样的女人结婚，因为你认为我会在那里等着说啊，我等着你来帮我做什么做什么。
Okay, so what do you do if the husband says we're going to go the wrong way?
所以呢，你认为你怎么办呢？如果一个丈夫说我们走错了方向
，I guess you go the wrong way together.
啊，你跟他一起走错。
He probably, if he's going to lead you the wrong way, he's sure going to need you when he finds out he's gone the wrong way.
所以呢，如果呢，你跟着他一起，他让你跟他一起走错路吗？他最后他终于会发现他需要你，在他走错路的时候。
Is that going to be easy?
这个容易吗？
No, it's not going to be easy.
太难了。
What is God's way? This is God's way. How are the young people, how are the young women in Crete supposed to obey? They're supposed to obey the Lord by honoring and loving their husbands and their children God's way.
所以实际上呢，这是神的道。神的道当时在克里特教导那些妇女呢，她们应该去顺服神。顺服神呢，是在他们去在家里顺服他的丈夫，给他丈夫荣誉的时候，以这样的方式去顺服神。
Now, have you ever heard of a Christian who says, Lord Jesus, I'm delighted that you saved me, and one day I might even obey you, but right now I'm going to go my own way.
所以你听到从来有没有听到一个基督徒他这么说？他说：“主啊，我非常高兴。”您救了我，但是呢，我也许某一天我会顺服你，但是现在我不顺服，我现在我想干我自己做的事。
Many people do that. Very few people will say they do that, but many people do that now. They say, Lord Jesus, I'm willing to believe you. I just won't obey you.
所以很多人呢，他们这么做。但是呢，他们这么做呢，他们却不会说，他们在自己心里说呢，主啊，我信您，但是呢，我不准备现在就顺服你。
Now remember, there's a difference in the church between the role of the men and the role of the women.
所以呢，实际上呢，大家要记住这一点，在教会里呢，男人的角色和女人的角色。
The men have the responsibility of acting like the Lord Jesus and loving their wives and family the way the Lord Jesus loved the church. In the assembly, the men are the picture of Jesus.
所以呢，实际上在教会里呢，一个男人呢，他应该像主耶稣基督那样去行为，他代表着主耶稣基督去爱他的妻子和他的孩子们。所以呢，男人在教会里呢，他们是要给他们的妻子和孩子们爱，就像主一样。
In the church, the women are the picture of the church in the church.
所以呢，在教会里呢，妇女的角色呢，就像是教会。
So you ask yourself the question: if you're just a little boy like I was, how are the men supposed to act? They're supposed to act like Jesus. How are the women supposed to act? They are supposed to act the same way the church would act if Jesus were here.
所以实际上呢，你如果像我还是个小男孩的时候，你说男人在教会的角色是什么呢？所以男人的角色他们必须像主耶稣基督那样去行为。那么妇女的角色是什么呢？妇女的角色就是要像教会那样去行为，就像是主在教会的时候那样去行为。
How could the women prove or show that they were acting like women should act?Before the Lord? Answer, they act that way before their husbands and before the overseers of the men in the assembly.
所以实际上呢，这个妇女呢，她怎么证明她在她的行为是像她教会在主面前那样呢？他们就是说他们的行为就是在他们的丈夫和在教会的弟兄面前，在教会的长老面前，他们的表现就像是他们在主面前的表现。
Right, so some of those now are comments hard to fully explain, and I'm not going to go into detail on it, but that is the truth. Women are going to have to be, the younger women are going to have to learn to be subject to their husbands.
所以呢，这里面呢有很多的细节，他不准备讲那么多的细节。但是从某种方式来说呢，那个少年妇女在教会的角色呢，就是要顺服他们的丈夫。
And the answer, of course, is why do the women, the older women and the younger women, why do they have to act like this?
所以那问题就是那些老年妇女和那些少年妇女，他们为什么要像这样做呢？
And the answer is because if they don't, many people will malign the word of God.
这答案呢，就是如果这些老年妇女和少年妇女不这么去做，那么就有很多的人呢，就去亵渎神的道。
What does it mean to malign the word of God?
那个邪神的道被亵渎了，什么意思呢？
Well, it means to speak evil of the word of God.
就是说说那个神的话的坏话。
So some people say to you, or you say to some people, I think you should come to our church and we will teach the Bible. And they say, no, not interested in that stuff.
所以你如果你去跟某些人说，那你来我们教会学圣经，他们说不，我对那个不感兴趣。
And you say, why don't you want to learn the truth of God? And they might say, because I see the way those Christian women treat their husbands. I see the way those Christian women don't love their children. And because they don't live, Christian women don't live the way they should live in their family and in the assembly, I'm not interested in the Bible or in Jesus.
所以呢，你会跟他说，那你为什么不来我们教会学神的真理呢？他们那些人就说我看见了有些教会的基督徒的妇女，她们不爱她们的丈夫，在家里不爱她的孩子们，她们自己根本就不像一个基督徒那样去行为，所以呢，我不想去你们教会学圣经，我也不对主耶稣没有兴趣。
Does it matter how I live in my family?
所以你在家里的生活重要吗？
The answer yes, because if I don't live in my family right, people are not going to believe my sermons when I preach.
所以呢，我在家里的行为呢是非常重要的。如果我在家里不好好的带我家里人，人们就不会相信我讲的道。
The same thing is true. If the women don't live properly in their family and in the assembly, then people aren't going to hear what I preach either. They're going to say, that sounds interesting, Harold, but so-and-so, she doesn't, others, they don't live the way they should live. Why do you want me to listen to what the Bible says?
所以实际上呢，就是说，在我们教会的姐妹们呢，如果他们在家里，不做好好不好好做姐妹，在教会里不好好做姐妹，那人家也会跟我说，说哈尔德，我为什么要听你讲呢？因为你看你们教会的那些这个妇女那样，那个姐妹那样，所以呢，我为什么要听你说？
You think this was an easy sermon for Titus to preach in Crete?
所以你认为对提多来说这是一个很容易去讲的道吗？
And I think there are a lot of women in Crete who said, Titus, why don't you go back to Paul? We don't like the way you preach.
所以我认为当时在克里特呢有很多的妇女会说呢，提多你为什么不回到使徒保罗那去？我们不想听你讲道。
All right, but now verse 6 says, similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled.
第六节又说呢，又劝少年人要谨守。
It's interesting, isn't it? Over and over, these words, self-control, come back. Who? Is supposed to be self-controlled.
所以这里非常有趣的是，这个自我节制呢，这个词呢，一直不断的重复。那么谁应该自我节制呢？
Answer: All the Christians are to be self-controlled.
所以答案是所有的基督徒都要有自节制。
So you say, all right. So how can I be self-controlled?
所以呢，你就说呢，那我怎样可以做到自我节制呢？
The answer is, it's very simple. Let Jesus control you.
答案非常简单，让主耶稣基督来控制你。
And if he controls me, then it'll look like I'm self-controlled. And people will say, oh, Harold's very self-controlled. I'll say, no, it's just Jesus who is controlling me.
如果我让主耶稣基督来控制我的，人们就会说，哎呀 ,Harold 的这个人非常有节制，自我节制。我就说不是我自己节制自己，是主耶稣基督在控制我。
Now it's very hard for young men to be self-controlled. They tend to get overly enthusiastic, and they ride off here, and they do that. And no, that's not the way godly Christian young men work.
所以呢，这件事呢，对那个少年人来说，要他们自我节制呢，非常难的一件事，因为他们有无穷的能量，他们一直说，哦，我们去把这个事搞了，我们去把那个事搞了，真是冲动。所以呢，少年人呢，不应该是这样的，作为基督徒。
In everything, they are to set themselves an example. They are to be an example.
所以呢，你自己凡事要显出善行的榜样，你要做榜样。
So the young man says, "What should I do?"
这少年说，我应该做什么呢？
He says, "Well, I would like to do this."
他说，我想做这。
How should I react? I'll react up. Hang on, mister. You have got to be an example.In everything you do.
所以呢，他就那年轻少年就说：“我做这个。”我就说：“好，你做吧。”他说：“等一下，你这个少年人做任何事情，你都必须是一个榜样，是别人的榜样。”
Do you remember how the Lord Jesus Christ lived?
你大家都记得主耶稣基督是怎么？
He lived a strange life.He said to Peter and to Andrew and James and John, he said, you follow me.
他主耶稣基督呢，他的人生是怎么过的呢？他跟彼得、安德鲁跟他们说呢，你们跟着我。
And they followed him 24 hours a day.
他们呢，跟着他24小时一天。
7 days a week.
七天一个星期。
Did the Lord Jesus Christ ever get to be alone?
所以主耶稣基督有时间单独一个人在那里吗？
Yep, when he went to pray.
是，当他去祷告的时候。
Now that's a marvelous example.
这是一个很神奇的一个榜样。
Remember now, the marriage life is just like that.
所以大家记得, 婚姻生活就像是那样。
The man says, I would like to marry you, please. The woman says, yes, I would like to marry you. And then they say, all right, we will live together 24 hours a day.
一个年轻男人跟一个女人说,我要娶你,那个女人说,我也想嫁给你,但是呢,这样呢,他们就必须一天24小时一起生活。
Now, that's God's plan for marriage. How much more is that God's plan for us in our relation to the Lord?
所以呢,这就是神的计划,神的旨意在我们在婚姻生活里的旨意。 那么说呢,我们在跟主之间的关系,神有什么样的旨意呢?
God says, now Titus, you're going to have to be a young man, and you are going to have to be an example 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Everybody in Crete is going to be watching you, Titus.
所以呢,神就跟那个提多说,提多, 你是个少年人,但是呢,你现在一星期七天,一天24小时,你要做克里特人的榜样。
And so Titus, you're going to have to be doing what is good all day, every day.
所以,提多啊,你要确保你每天都做的是好的事情。
Okay, and then he goes on, he says, now in your teaching, show integrity and seriousness.
第七节说呢,在教导上要正直端庄。
Integrity is an interesting word. It means everything that's involved in it. You've got to do it all right.
所以这个单章呢,是一个很有趣的词,就是说你在所有的事情里面呢,你都要确保做正确。It
would be easy for people to say, I'm going to do it 60% right.
所以对人来说呢,他们非常容易这么说,我会60%做对就行了。But
if you do it 60% right, 40% of the time, it's going to crash.
所以呢,如果你要只是做60%的正确的事呢,那其余的40%呢,就会让你毁灭。So
you go down to the airport, Lydia, and they say to you, do you want to get on this plane? You say, yeah, I'd like to get on the plane. They say, that's good. Our inspectors have checked out and 80% of that plane has been inspected.
所以呢,你去通常会去机场,你去机场呢,然后机场人跟你说呢,我们的检查人已经检查过这架飞机了,这个飞机有80%的地方被检查过了。
Lydia says, what about the other 20%?
你说呢,那其余的20%是怎么样的?
And they say, oh, don't worry about that. Everything's fine. We didn't think we checked that this time. Looks pretty good.
他们说呢,你别管那个了。我们这次不会检查那20%,我认为不会有事儿。
Is there enough fuel in it?
因为油足够吗?
Yeah, we probably got 80% of the amount of fuel we need.
所以呢,我说呢,可能会有我们需要用的,有的80%我们已经有了。
What's Lydia say?
那Lydia说什么?
I'm not getting on that plane.
Lydia说,拜拜,我就不上那架飞机了。
Okay, now, the gospel says that the preachers of the gospel will show integrity. And everything they say will be based on the truth of God. And so they will be able to say, what I'm telling you is not me. It is God who is telling you. He is the one who's going to make this work.
因为实际上圣经说呢,那些做教导的少年人,他们要正直。他们必须说呢,我教的所有的东西都是圣经上说的,不是我自己说的。 我讲的都是圣经上神对你们的要求，要你们做的。
And Timothy, Titus rather, you've got to prove that you're serious. This isn't games. You don't say, I've got to leave now because I've got to go to the beach party. You say, this is serious work. I'm here for 24/7. I'm going to teach the Cretans how to live.
所以呢，实际上呢，他跟提摩太、提多说，提多你要真诚，你要真诚呢，就是说你要严肃一点，不能说呢，啊，现在呢，我要去，我要到那个沙滩上去，开一个party， 然后呢，你说呢，我在这里是一天24小时，我要来教导你们关于神的真理。
All right, well, that's as much as we've got time for today. These are very serious verses. These are how to live verses.
所以呢，我们时间也到了，这是一个非常的严肃认真的经文，也是我们要怎样去生活，知道我们怎样生活的经文。
Don't just play at it. You live these how to live verses too.
所以呢，不要就是说不认真开玩笑一样，你就是要很认真的去学习这些怎样去生活的经文。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, well, we should probably go. The children are going to meet at 3:30, and we'll have our prayer meeting at 7:30. Carl DeRosio will speak to us. We're going to keep on the work of God all week long.
所以实际上呢，我们时间也到了，我可能今天就在这里，因为3:30有孩子们的给圣经学习跟 Norma 的，晚上7:30也祷告会，然后我们今天讲到的呢是卡尔迪罗兹，是一个专门在禅上禅道的那样一个人。
All right, let's have a word of prayer and then we'll carry on.
来开始祷告，然后我们继续。
Lord, we want to thank you for telling us how to live.
主啊，我们要感谢您告诉我们怎样去生活。
We'd be a hopeless, ignorant, wayward people if you didn't give us instructions.
所以呢，如果您不给我们指导的话，我们就是一批没有盼望、绝望的悲惨的人。
Lord, we pray that you will teach each of us how to live and enable each of us to rise to these delightful standards that you have for us.
所以主啊，我们祷告是就是说，您教导我们怎样去生活，也让我们给我们力量，让我们能够去活出这样的一个高标准的人生来。
So Lord, we just give thanks. We pray for the Holy Spirit of God within us to develop these pictures of Christ through us. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们向上感恩，我们祷告就是说，您的圣灵在我们里面，让我们活出一个像主耶稣基督那样的人生。我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. So, thank you, Herb.
Thank you again, everyone. Thank you, Roy. Thank you for listening, all of you. May the Lord bless us.
Thank you, Herb. 谢谢大家。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you. 谢谢。谢谢。
谢谢你们。